You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this evening. So
hey,
appreciate
thanks for
your
having
time.
Me. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Played golf today. You know, play a little golf. Play a little golf in the morning. Work at night. You know, it's fun. I have this conversation, you know, with a number of people. It's like, I think we all have to find like our COVID-19, like our pandemic groove. And, right. And so like, I'm playing, I've always played a lot of golf. I'm playing more golf. I've taken up tennis, which by the way, little birdie told me that you're pretty good at.
Yeah. I used to be good in my younger days. I thought being good at tennis or baseball would translate to being able to hit a golf ball, and you know, taking the golf, but not doesn't quite translate as much. But golf is a good outlet. You know,
it's a great outlet.
Yeah, nature. You get away from the city.
Social distancing. And,
social distancing. Wash your hands. Wear a face mask. You wear a face mask when you golf.
I do wear a face mask when I arrive, when I check in, you know, when I'm around the clubhouse and when I'm around people. Yes, I do wear a mask when I'm out on the golf course. Okay. And also, you know, and Mary, I play a lot of golf, and I will say like, I play everywhere. I played Galloping Hill today. I play Rivervale Country Club. Like everybody is really abiding by Skyway. Everybody's abiding by the one person per cart. If you have a family member, this is really good. If you have a family member, you can share a cart, and then they put like a special flag on the cart so that it, you know, you distinguish that there's two people in the cart that are related, or they have some type of fiberglass that's in between. I will say New York and New Jersey has really been doing all they can to stay as safe as possible on the golf course.
Yeah. Well, there are some sports that are kind of like low hanging fruit where you can figure out a way to social distance, golf being probably, you know, one of the best examples. I think, you know, tennis, I played tennis with my family this weekend. As long as you're with your family, or, you know, handling the tennis balls right. You know, baseball, I took my son out to the Hoboken Little League to do some drills. So, you know, some of those sports are a lot easier than other sports to social distance. So every sport is a little different in that way.
Here's another thing that I've kind of stumbled upon. And again, finding our pandemic groove, right? And that is I'm hiking. I hike every Sunday now. I never hiked before, and so every Sunday it's a thing. I go up the Palisades. I go to Ramapo. I go Suffren. It's amazing. The hiking trails that are here are tremendous.
Yeah, we my family just hiked for the first time ever as a family, longer than I can think of. We went to Watchung Trails a couple weeks ago.
I was there yesterday.
Did you get lost? We got lost.
Well, no, that's why you've got to get the trail app. You got to get the trail app with the active map.
Good advice in hindsight.
Were you on the purple blaze? What blaze were you on?
I don't know. We were just walking. We were in the woods, and the kids wanted to go home. And I was like, I don't know where I am. But we had a nice couple who kind of, you know, they rescued us and got us to civility.
So I wanted to bring you on, and I know I asked you to be on about a week ago, and again, so appreciate your time, Mayor. You know, I think, you know, one thing that I've been stressing, and even though, you know, obviously you're the mayor, that is political, sports talk radio, we try to keep politics at the door, right? And so, I know that wearing a mask or not wearing a mask has become a political thing, right? Like blue, red, blue, wear the mask, red, don't wear the mask. Okay. Leave that at the door. What I've been trying to stress to my listeners, our listeners here on 98.7 ESPN is if you love sport, if you listen to sports talk radio, right, you must love sports. If you listen to sports talk radio, right, like you must be like all in. And you must miss the NBA. You must be thrilled that there's the potential that Major League Baseball is about to start again the end of this month. You want to pray to God that the NFL is going to start. And in order for that to happen, you got to do the right things. And it's evident. Wearing a mask, washing your hands, social distance will only help sports come back.
Yeah, you know, Anita, as a we're trying our best as local elected officials to kind of send that message home in as a nonpartisan way as possible. You know, like at the city level, they say there's no Republican or Democratic way to fix a pothole, and really, there's really no Democratic or Republican way to treat a virus. You know, it's just a public health issue that if, you know, we don't fix, and I'm trying to stay in my lane as a nonpartisan elected official, meaning that, you know, we have those types of elections that everyone votes, no matter, you know, what affiliation you are, because people want to see good policy, good government. And in this context, that means really, and literally right now, that means doubling down on wearing a face mask, which, you know, look, it's not the most comfortable thing. Would you prefer not to? Yes. But would you prefer to watch the Yankees playing right now? Yes, too. Would you prefer to watch football games this season? Would you prefer to watch basketball games? Yes. But they're interrelated. If we don't do these really common sense things, some of these things, you know, which are inconvenient, you know, like social distancing, washing your hands, face masks. You know, my concern is that, you know, this is going to drag out. It can go into waves, and it's going to affect everybody, no matter what party you belong to. Because no matter what party you are, you know, we all have our sports teams that we love. We all have our sports that we love, and we want that back. You know, that unfortunately from the pandemic, that's been taken away from us is sports. You know, how many times can I watch the Cotton Bowl from 1969 on ESPN? you know, a rerun of that kind of a show. So it's like you want to watch live sports. You want to be active and engaged. But we can't do that if we let our guard down. We can't do that if we don't take the proper measures. And as a local mayor, that's all I'm trying to impart on everybody, no matter who they are.
Again, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. I know earlier today, Sean Doolittle, not sure if you were able to watch the clip, Washington Nationals closer, came out, spoke to the media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a part of the interview or his statement that really stuck out was, quote unquote, sports should be a reward for a functional society. And, you know, obviously, you know, we were hit first and we were hit really hard. You know, if we go back, you know, like, you know, my mom, my family, friends calling, are you okay? We're really worried about you. You're living in a petri dish. Don't go into the city. Now we've experienced, we learned our lesson. And I'm not just saying this because, and you're on the show. I've said this before. I think I felt really safe in Hoboken, Mayor. I thought you did a phenomenal job. Here in Hoboken, especially with testing, by the way, you know, the availability of testing, I think you guys crushed it. So, So now what we're seeing in other parts of the country on the, like Texas, Florida, Arizona, South Carolina, North Carolina, not doing the right thing. And so we might be better here in New York and New Jersey than we were in March. But across the board in our country, we're not.
Right.
But yet, NBA is about to get started. Major League Baseball. It's like, you know, it's a very powerful statement. You know, like, should we really be rewarded right now?
Well, you know, it's a great question. You know, we live in a country that the rules are different in every state and every city. And unfortunately, if you don't have that uniformity, if you have, you know, one state where the governor is saying, you know, be very on guard, be very diligent. And then you have another state where, you're having these big pool parties at the beach and the bars are crowded, you know, that's not going to work because unfortunately, you know, those folks from those states will eventually travel to Hoboken where we're trying to be as socially responsible as possible. And then, you know, that translates into sports because professional athletes, you know, they travel, they deal with hotel workers, frontline workers. You know, we've had positive tests in every league. And if we're not all disciplined and if we don't really think long and hard about this, then something that, you know, at least I've, you know, living in this country my whole life have grown up and loved, which is sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, or tennis or soccer, you know, it's being taken away from us. And we actually have the ability to take it back. We just need to be very responsible. We just need to be focused. And we need to be disciplined about these very basic things that we keep hammering home.
A few things before I let you go. And I mentioned this earlier. So Hoboken had 13 new cases, and 12 of the 13 were directly related to travel, and they had gone to some hot spots, didn't come back, didn't quarantine, which isn't great. And also, I read this from Phil Murphy's Twitter site, North Jersey. Several new cases are tied to people who went to a wedding in Myrtle Beach. So your thoughts on you know, your thoughts on you know, what New Jersey can do to limit this or try to prohibit this?
Yeah, so we cannot you know, we can't close our borders, we can't prohibit interstate travel. You know, all we can do is really, you know, get that public education message out. You know, if you've been to one of those hot spots that the governor's identified, those are 16 different states, and you come back to New Jersey or Hoboken, quarantine for 14 days. Within 5 to 7 days, get a COVID test. As you had said, in Hoboken, you can get one for free if you're not insured, and with a 15-minute rapid result, and then quarantine for the remainder of those 14 days. You know, we've created a model here in Hoboken that if we can replicate statewide, nationwide, and it really implement it, it's something that will not only help eradicate the virus, but it would allow us to bring back the things we love, whether it's going to the park or whether it's going out for a bite to eat in a back to normal times manner, or watching, you know, opening season of football. You know, we can do all those things. All those things are within our control. We just need to be disciplined about it.
Yeah. We really, really do. All right. So a few things. Number one, we need more tennis courts in Hoboken.
Yeah, I know. My wife and kids, we went to Columbus Park. The three courts in Hoboken were taken.
I know. And you have to wait hours.
Yeah. So I know this is a radio broadcast, but there's a little secret. If you just go up the viaduct to Washington Park, there are 9 courts that are available. It's literally a 2-minute drive. We went up the viaduct, the 14th Street Viaduct, and 2 out of the 9 courts were taken, and the other 7 were empty. So if you have trouble,
I knew there was a reason why I wanted you on the show tonight. And last but not least, because you were so kind to join us on 98.7 ESPN, Little Birdie told me that last year was your first fantasy football league.
Yeah. My brother is. Go ahead.
Well, no. Go ahead. Your brother.
Yeah, he's like in 4 different leagues. I don't quite get that. He kind of hedges his bets. So I decided to try fantasy football with a few people who are a bit more experienced than I. I kind of felt like I don't know if you've seen Kevin Spacey in House of Cards, you know, pushing people into train tracks. But I kind of felt like it was a bit cutthroat at times when my trades for quarterbacks. I was trying to trade Matt Ryan. No one would take him. They were getting vetoed. So I didn't do too great, but I learned a few lessons. I feel like maybe the way the Jets felt or have felt sometimes. And I think if we can bring sports back and fantasy football, at least for me, it'll be a so-called rebuilding season.
Well, that chick that Spacey threw in the subway, that was one of the Mara's daughters, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's a Mara daughter.
She's a good actor.
She's a great actress, and it's such a great show. Fantasy football is one of my specialties, Ravi. I've been playing since 1988. I average 12 leagues. I average 12 leagues. In fact, it's funny, the firefighters here in Hoboken, they're always asking me to be in their leagues.
I'm not going to ask you to be mine.
You did me a favor by coming on the show. I'm going to extend my olive branch, and I would be thrilled and honored and happy to help you with your fantasy football team next year.
Thank you. I can't tell you how much I need it. I'm getting whooped right now, but
I'm happy to help you. Fingers crossed. We have a season.
Okay.
And I will help you with your fantasy team. And you had me at hedge his bet. You had me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nita.
You have a great night.
Okay. Take care. Have a great night.
You got it. Mayor Ravi Bala of Hoboken. Did you hear all that, Gisella? Man, Gisella, he's like, you know, for a mayor who's not really, really big into sports, he had a lot of the lingo down, didn't he? I thought he did.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.